Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today as we journey into the deeper waters of 1 John chapter 5. We're in verse 6. There's a new paragraph. It's continuing the thought of faith in the Son of God, the continuing thought of what it takes to be a son. And it's the last section of 1 John that contains, it doesn't contain anything new, but it's, you're going to get into some concluding affirmations in the last couple paragraphs, which will pick up around verse 13. And that's not to say it's not worth looking at, because we're going to investigate it very closely, but we haven't really hit any new material since around the early part of the fourth chapter. I feel like John's new material consists of fully the first three chapters and the first few verses of chapter four, and then after that it's sort of a repeat of a lot of the things you heard through the first few chapters. This next verse is no exception to that. It is a repeat of some of the things you've heard, although it might be another twist on how to say it. 1 John 5 and 6, this is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. So John, who, if you will recall, opened this book in chapter 1 by trying to convince his audience that Jesus was the incarnation of the Word of life, that which was from the beginning, which is a reference back to his own gospel, in the beginning was the Word. And John says in 1 John 1:1, we've heard it, we've seen him with our eyes, we looked at him, our hands touched him, we proclaim that he was the Word of life. We saw it and testify, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. So in the first portion of 1 John, John is saying, we saw him in the flesh, we testify to it. When you get to 1 John 5, 6, he uses the interesting phrase, he came not just by water, but by blood, by water and by blood. Some have used this as a spiritual definition that Jesus was both baptized and died. I don't see that as relevant contextually, because John's been trying to convince his audience that Jesus was real. I don't see him now turning to a completely separate argument that Jesus was both baptized and crucified, because that wasn't what his detractors were saying about Jesus, that somehow Jesus refused to be baptized or whatever. So the statement by water and by blood, I think, is referencing what John said in John 3, when Jesus has his extended conversation with Nicodemus. And John's the only gospel writer that records that conversation, in which Jesus says in John chapter 3, I tell you, no one enter the kingdom of God unless they're born of water and born of the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but Spirit gives birth to Spirit. So don't be surprised, you must be born again. So born of water there is born in the natural realm. So when in 1 John 5 and 6, the argument is placed forth that Jesus did not only come by water, but also by blood, John is referencing the fact that Jesus was actually born in the flesh and born in the blood, which I think has a reference to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, that he was born by water and that, in effect, he was born again by blood. Now, if he wasn't born again in the sense you and I need to be, in that we were old creations and then made new, but we cannot deny that Jesus died to become the firstborn of many brethren, which is what the Apostle Paul would attest to. We'll get into the Holy Spirit's testimony of this tomorrow versus John's testimony as we compare Scripture with Scripture. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.